Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch, because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
But I was nice. I was nice-ish.
You are an HR nightmare.
You don't return your phone calls. You don't return your text messages. You only return an email if someone alerts you that you have one. And that is not a becoming habit for a professional, Jeff.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, we recap the Chump Miss event from last week. We also discuss my smoke detector woes and my new favorite app, Bloom. We're all recovering from last night, the Jeff Lewis Live Chump Miss event. Joey, what are your thoughts, your initial thoughts? You've never been to a live show before.
This was my first live show, meeting everyone in person. I mean... The chumps were chumping.
It
was
crazy.
Like, yes, it was crazy. Everyone was drinking heavily, and it was interesting to meet everyone, but like, it was fun. Everyone's diehard. People did not miss a beat. I was asking questions in the crowd, so I got to meet pretty much every single person, and people were dialed in.
Now, what's interesting is that there were some sober chumps there. And then there was the exact opposite, which is the chumps that kind of overindulge. And I did say it on the in the live show last night when I spoke to the owner of the club, Matt. I just, you know, before they had already, Todd Lewis did the warm up.
And so then, good.
And then we were walking. We had to, well, this was kind of weird because they didn't want us to, we didn't want to walk through the whole room. So they wanted us to kind of come in from the back. But in order to do that, we had to go outside, walk through the rain. We had umbrellas, but it was kind of pouring, right? And so there was a lot of water in the street. Megan stepped into like probably three different puddles, and you could hear her screaming because it was so
like
cold.
Like dirty Hollywood water.
But I remember I was saying to Matt, I was asking Matt, I'm like, hey, are they drinking? He's like, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Thought they were going to run out of Tito's.
Yes, that's what he said. He's like, we might run out of Tito's tonight.
They were having like Long Island iced teas and sex on the beaches. Yes. I was asking someone. She was like, a Long Island iced tea. I was like, what?
Oh, and when chumps drink, they're very generous. So what happens is they start buying drinks for other chumps and shots for other chumps. Mm-hmm. I mean, did they offer to buy you something last night?
Oh, Jeremy? Yeah. They bought this one. One of the ladies, really beautiful, gorgeous. She was sitting to the left of us. She bought all the chumps. Us like shots, every single last one of us.
Well, I didn't tell you this, but at one point in the evening, Liz came over. She's Liz is the manages
boss.
The
she's
event.
A boss,
yeah. Boss bitch.
She's like, you know, they're just wondering, like, who's going to pay the tab for the chumps? And
oh, no.
And I go, I said, I didn't expect that. Like, I thought they were just going to, you know, give us free drinks.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, yeah, no, I'll cover it. And I said, but I have no idea what it was. Because I said, well, why don't you guys, because they'll figure out, like, you know, they're going to figure out all the numbers. And I have to subtract security because we had to get extra security for the rowdy chumps. Uh-huh. So we had
needed.
There was only two security guards initially. But I know that I know my chumps. So I was like, they said, you want additional security? I'm like, I think we need to in case they riot.
Yeah.
So we had four security. So we had to pay for that. So they're going to figure it out and then deduct whatever that bar tab was. I'll probably owe them money.
That's like 50.
Oh, I'll probably have to write them a check.
But how do they even know?
15 chump bar tab. It's going to be at least 20, 30K.
Drinks, shots,
yeah.
Food.
I have no idea what that's going to look like.
Well, Joey and I were cheap dates because we had our just coffee.
We got Starbucks.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, you guys didn't drink?
We were so
we had
chumps.
To be on point.
We were trying
for the
to
chumps.
Work, earn our money. Yeah.
If we were also drunk and tipsy, it would have been a disaster. If we were having Long Island iced teas and martinis, it would have been a shit show.
Well, we did the VVIP, which was the hour before the show. We did an hour cocktails with 40 people. I didn't have my first drink until I sat down on the stage.
Smart.
And then I just, for the whole performance, I think I had two martinis. And then when I was done, and then we did the VIP meet and greet.
Yeah.
That was another hour. And then after that, I just kind of, I was just out. I went into that VIP room. I sat down and had a glass of wine and just chilled.
Daddy looked so tired when I walked in.
Dad was tired.
Like, okay?
You had to have been. I mean, we were too at the end of the line.
No, you guys met everybody too.
Some of the chumps were going back around for a second
the
run.
Other Shane. That guy, Shane.
I was you took off
Shane
your plaid jacket and had a plaid shirt underneath.
Shane changed outfits and came there with me and Monica. Were like, Shane.
Of course.
Because chumps, they would change their clothes.
Yeah, they'd change the clothes, take off a layer, and come back around.
I noticed that too. I'm like, did you have a jacket on?
The one drunk chump in the YSL hat, she took off a layer. She had a black bodysuit.
She was begging me to take my... She
had a hot body.
She was going to go home with somebody.
She had a hot body. She thought it was going to be me, and it wasn't. She was like, can you please show me your stomach? Please take your shirt off.
I think they started with you, and then when they couldn't get you, they came to me. I was seconds because those two wanted a threesome, and one of them had
red dress.
One of them had a boyfriend, and then I think he was just down to watch.
Oh, he was down to watch. She was like, he was concocting the whole damn thing
in front of Joey and I. Like that one girl with the big boobs licked the other girl's bare shoulder, and they did a shot of tequila in
and
front
then
of
asked
us.
Me to whip my dick out right after she licked it off her shoulder. She was like, you were there.
Those girls just met each other that night.
Of course.
Oh yeah,
real close.
And then she was telling me the girl with, you know, that was with the large.
Yes.
She was like, she's like, she's going to motorboat me. And I'm like, wow, this is a lot of information in the VIP line.
They were definitely going back to the SLS right after that.
I mean, I could see why we almost ran out of Tito's.
Yeah.
And by the way, they had a lot of alcohol there because there was another event after hours.
I know. I can't believe that.
But the chumps has almost depleted their supply.
And cocktail waitresses were real happy when they left because chumps are generous. And I think they got really good tips, too.
Yeah,
they were happy, those girls.
Really?
So happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, you have an appearance tonight, at least Tahitian Bar, correct?
Yeah, I'm flying home at 1:15.
Okay, so that's in Richland, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lee's Tahitian. What time do you think you'll be there if anyone wants to meet you in the Richland area?
Probably after dinner, probably 9-ish.
Will you be taking the entire family with your mom, dad?
Yeah, all of my brothers are home. We're all going to go. My friend Amy, shout out Amy. We're all going to go.
Yes, queen.
So you'll all be at least, do they have karaoke?
Yes.
Nice. Will you be singing tonight?
Probably, but it's very much like a rough country crowd.
So you can't do freaky?
Oh my God.
No.
Okay, so what are you thinking?
I don't know.
Like country?
Yeah. Like
country Christmas?
Like some chicks, some Christmas. That'd be good.
A country Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what would you normally do? So if you were in West Hollywood, what would you do?
Right now, I would probably do Anaconda. I would do Super Freaky, or there's a new Nicki Minaj one where she does Girls Just Want to Have Fun. I wanted to learn that one.
Why don't you hang out in the SiriusXM bathroom to get some inspiration?
We can't because it's somebody fucked up the plumbing, it's out
not
of order.
Me. Not no. me.
Really?
Not me.
Did you notice the private bathroom has been out of order for days?
Yeah,
days.
I noticed that.
Did you also notice that the Paige Davis Christmas card is still above the urinal?
I also noticed that.
Yes.
But there's no phone number or anything. We need to make it more available. Like, we need someone to be able to...
Jeff will take a Sharpie and write it.
I know, but we need
on the elevator.
Okay, fine.
Wall.
We should just do her at Instagram so people can like slide into the DMs.
That's a good idea.
That's
because
what we need to do.
We have a new trainee here. Did you notice that?
No. Where?
Yeah, the girls.
Where?
The three girls at the desk, they were training a dude. Oh. And then when I walked in the bathroom, he was at the urinal looking at Paige's Christmas card.
Yeah, well, it's
and
hard to avoid.
He was there a little bit of a long time. I'm just saying. I mean, but those are good pictures of her.
Yeah.
They're
okay,
really
so next
good.
Year, Paige, you have to put
point.
Your Instagram on.
I'll add it for you this year, Paige, but next year you need to put your at handle so people can find you.
At Paige Dave. At who
Paige
Dave. Doesn't know?
Did Todrick Hall have a good time on the show?
He loved the show. He wants to come back.
Good.
He's always like very nervous, so he's always but from Chumps I got a lot of DMs saying that they really enjoyed him and saw a different side of him, and I think he fit in really well with the family, don't you guys think?
Oh yeah. He fit right in.
He was like, was Jeff happy? Was Shane like he was so like concerned. I was like, you did great, you fit right in. Because that's like how
he
really
he wants
is.
To come back. I thought
he was
fun.
To come back. Yeah. He wants to come back.
I feel like we learned so much about him. I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So because you had impressive. The show today, did you like go home and purposely like try to get in bed at a decent time,
yes.
knowing that you needed sleep?
Yes.
What time did you go to bed?
Midnight.
What time did you go to bed?
11:15.
So 11:30, I'm like, I gotta get in bed. Mm-hmm. I've gotta get up at 5:30. I'm only gonna have 6 hours, but I'm like, and that's not enough sleep.
Right.
But I did it. I got in bed. 4:45. The fucking smoke detector battery was low.
It chirped.
And by the way, I just started counting. Like, I'm on how many seconds it's gonna tell trips again?
30?
20. It chirped every 20 seconds.
Oh, fuck that.
And Toby, I got weak last night. I let him sleep on the bed.
Cute.
And I could tell he was like, and then I had the pillows over my ears, but it still was so loud. You heard it. Still chirping.
Still chirping.
I got to get some tall ladder and a 9-volt.
And the worst part is the echo where you can't tell which one it is.
Oh, I knew which one it was.
Right above
my bed.
Oh, God.
That's like
awful.
The foot of my bed. No.
Well, also the wind last night woke me up at like 4:45 too. So I
like the wind though.
Not in the hills,
not
honey.
The chirps.
I thought the whole house was gonna blow down the hill. I was actually scared in the bed, like under the covers. It was really scary.
Oh, you were terrified.
I get really scared. It was really intense last night,
like,
right?
Jameson, you scare easily.
I do get scared very easily at night. And I also want to say, when lockdown started, you know, a lot of people fled their apartments. I was hearing these beeps. I'm such a sensitive sleeper. I was a psycho on a mission. I
had to find the smoke detector.
Yes, I had batteries. I was like just ripping things off the wall because it drives you mad.
There was the last smoke detector. I think it was in the hallway upstairs, and it took us a while. I didn't know where it was coming from. Mm-hmm. I didn't know which bedroom. I didn't know what, and it took us a while to isolate it.
And this is a thing, and I don't want to insult anyone, but some people live their lives all day, every day with those things going off. And to me, that is the behavior of a sociopath. Like, it's designed to be so annoying that you have to change it because then, you know, so it's working, it saves your life. I do not understand how anyone could possibly live with it, but people do.
Why can't they come up with batteries that last longer?
We lived with it for
like
2 weeks at the rental house.
2 weeks?
We had to because it wasn't, they kept trying to come and fix it. It was wired. It wasn't battery and the fucking electrical was all fucked up.
I've disconnected it though.
I'd cut the power to the whole house. I would just blow up the breaker. There's
you
no
would
way.
Have died today. Every 20 snow. Seconds, the chirp.
Did you have to handle
no,
it?
No, I was up. I was up since 4:45.
It's still chirping. God.
I know. I couldn't go back to sleep.
It's still chirping?
Oh, poor
it's
Toby.
Still chirping right now.
Oh, God. Poor
Who's at your
Toby?
House today?
Your dog.
Maria. Maria and
Lights
Toby.
Out.
Oh,
Carver
Toby's
and Patrick. Yeah, we're going to, no, we'll take her, but
we're
going to
be insane.
You'll have to get on my shoulders.
Because
all we have is like a little stepladder.
No, we have a 6-foot.
Where's that?
Outside.
Okay. So yeah, I gotta take care of it when I get home. I was so pissed. Of all the nights.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good thing you weren't like super drunk.
I wasn't That'd drunk at all. Because I had the 3 drinks over whatever
like
it was, like a 5-hour period.
Yeah.
I thought Jameson did a great job last night.
Jameson,
sweet, thank you.
Star of the show.
It was incredible.
Thank
seriously.
You.
It was incredible.
It was really fun to get to do. Thanks for letting me be there and get to moderate. And you guys are all wonderful. So it felt very kind of easy and family and all that kind of stuff.
That's
so
the very
you.
Diplomatic bullshit answer. How do you really feel?
I felt great. I loved it.
You
I could have
paid me more.
I walked in and Jameson and Doug were like gays with a clipboard, just bossing people around.
Doug with the clipboard. He loved it. God. He was like licking his like tongue and flipping the page.
And he has all of the lingo that I don't know. He's like, so you don't want to go through the house. I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah. The house.
What house?
What house are you talking about?
Whose house?
Yeah. My clipboard. I had a clipboard and it literally says gay with a clipboard at the top of it. Yeah.
And then he's like, stage right, stage left. I'm like, what is, what?
It's a lot of moving pieces. It's a lot of microphones and audio cues.
It's
and...
not as difficult as you two made it. Right? It was very.
It was.
You remind me of Waiting for Guffman.
I was
like a fucking high school production.
Doug did text the chum chat yesterday morning. It's the day of the show, y'all. Waiting for Guffman.
And ironically, Michael Hitchcock from Waiting for Guffman is on the show next week. Because I ran into him at the Amazon Christmas party. It was like the one great thing that came out of that party.
He's in the freebie Xmas, so watch that on Christmas.
Yeah. You know who he is, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Love.
He's a funny guy.
Super funny. Hilarious. I'm sad I won't be here. I'll be on vacation.
Oh.
I know. I'm really, when I saw it, I was like, oh, I'm so sad.
Who's running the board then?
Who's going to
Oscar will run the board, and Alyssa will be back producing.
Oh.
Christmas miracle.
Merry Christmas.
It's going to be great.
Big thank you to Oscar and Alyssa for filling in for me while I take break.
Shout out Alyssa and Oscar. Big appreciation.
He just is so nice all the time, Jameson.
Well,
have you noticed that?
Well,
I'm so appreciative of my colleagues.
I really appreciate
Everyone's
it.
Really stepping it up.
It's a lot of work for them to do, and it's over a holiday break. It's a lot.
They do it every day.
But it's a holiday. It's more work. Alyssa,
when's the holiday? We're not working on Monday.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's Tuesday to Friday.
Got it.
What holiday?
But also,
it's a holiday. Okay. It's the day after a holiday.
Just let me be
appreciative. They're going to come into work a day after the holiday, like the fucking rest of us.
Yeah. It's more work. It's their work and my work. It's double work.
Oh.
What do they do?
Double penetration.
I don't watch them all
the
day.
After
I don't
show?
Know. I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on.
Here's the thing. There are these employees that try to make their jobs out to be so. We've got so much work. God. So much work. We've got Jeff Lewis live, and then we have to the after show, and then we're done. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work.
And then, honestly, guys, we just like sit and we relax. We go to the spa. Downstairs, we go.
That sounds nice.
No, we're working. We're working.
What time do you leave?
I get in at 7:30.
Every day.
Every day. And I leave sometime between 3:30 and 5, depending on the work load.
So the bigger the load, the longer.
So he leaves at 3:30. Okay.
Okay.
Alyssa told me about the secret nail salon downstairs that you guys go to for your midday walk.
What? Where's the nail salon?
Right when you walk out the door, there's a glass
door. The new one with the curtains.
Yes. You don't even know it's there, and it looks very clean and very chic.
I had no idea.
I had no idea. That's where they are.
But what about, is there a spa down there too?
Oh, there's a thing called Pause.
There's some kind of like a sweat,
like infrared.
Cold plunge.
Oh, pause.
Sweat.
Fuck that.
I don't fuck that.
No, they have like this thing where you float in a pod for like an hour in
salt
water.
Chambers,
it's awful. I tried it once. I had to get out after 3 minutes because like it's not relaxing at all.
Which chump last night do you think was the sloppiest? Now I'm talking the co-host, not. Who drank the most? I mean, Krista was very well put together last night.
She was very well put together, very demure.
Normally it's Krista, but not last night.
I saw Justin ordering some pretty good, because he was like, this is my last night. He was ready to party.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
he
was his last
night.
Holiday party.
Like, holiday party. It was his last holiday party until he can get off. So he was definitely, I saw him order a few drinks. MJ, I think, was chugging it down.
I think so. Yeah, maybe it was a tie.
Who was it?
Well, we were busy working. That was not working, but you know.
Yeah, you're working.
We were working, bitch.
You were busy.
I mean, I don't know. I think probably, Justin, MJ.
But nobody was really like.
Nobody was like sloppy. No. I think everyone was on their best behavior.
Now, I found this funny, but we had a mic at the chump table. So there was like 14 to 16 chumps there at one big booth in the front. And so I think there was one. We did like a rapid fire.
Yeah.
And so you asked I think you asked every chump in that booth a question, right?
Mm-hmm. Anyone we hadn't heard from already. Like, we didn't hear from Todd because he warmed up, but like, we had heard from,
So there was one mic and they were passing it around to the chumps. And then somehow Mercedes ended up with that mic. And then it was dark, right? So they turned the house lights on when you guys were doing your rapid fire. And then they turned the house light off and you went back to your Q&A, moderated Q&A on stage. But then you'd hear Mercedes asking questions.
Yeah.
She still had that mic.
Yeah, she still had the mic.
It wasn't even her segment.
Well, after she smoked the first time, they cut the mics. And we were like, oh, the mics don't work anymore. They just cut them.
I think, was she stirring the pot? I feel like
always.
She was.
She always is doing that.
She's always stirring the pot.
She's got to win that traitor. I just saw the, do you see the promo?
Oh my God, yes.
She's got to be close to winning.
I have a feeling she definitely is wins or gets really, really far.
Are you Tina Turner with fucking Ike or are you Cardi fucking B?
Yeah. That was one of my favorite things of all time.
Ever.
She said that at conservatory.
Now, Shane and I had words yesterday. There were two very important things that he needed to do before he left today. I know you're going to make it to your appearance tonight, at least to Tahitian.
Good.
Make sure to go to the airport early. Don't want you to miss that flight. But one was we got the borax. Is it borax?
Yeah, borax.
We got the borax and the cotton balls. And we created a concoction with sugar water, borax, and the cotton balls. Yeah. And we put them out at the bathroom. Those fuckers are loving it, and they're taking that poison right back to the nest. I don't know where that nest is, but it's in a wall. It's in one of those walls. And merry fucking Christmas, ants. Because I am so over it, and I know that they're all gonna die.
I thought you were being drama, but then I went up and saw it for myself. Ugh. It is an infestation.
It is.
There's like, there's queens. There's queens.
Queen. So many queens. So you should just be one.
Yeah,
one big queen. But now there's a lot of little queens.
A lot of little queens.
Your house is the house
around.
Of queens. So
yeah, there's a lot of queens.
It's not just the ants, honey.
But here's the crazy part. It's like, what do you want with my phone? What do you want with my iPad? What do you want with the charger? Like, they're on everything. It's not even food.
But it's like, why your bathroom? Like that. Like, what a lame place if I was an ant.
It's
I would go
the
to the kitchen.
One place we don't have
in the kitchen or the pantry.
They're not in the kitchen.
That's so weird.
I don't know
so
what's bizarre. Going on up there, but they're into the shower.
Maybe it's the
they
CBD.
Want the water.
It's the way the perfume fragrances. They want to transport to other destinations.
I think they... They're like, it smells like the streets of Paris.
Wait, so what is the mix to get rid of them? Borax?
Borax, it's like, I forget what
I'm
it is, like a cup and a half of water.
Part of that.
It is because they're attracted
to it.
You
get attracted
to
the
sugar.
Water. Okay.
And then they get, and then what they're actually
so
getting
so now you're not surprised?
I'm like itching as
I'm surprised you would use sugar.
But why
sugar's
would you
not
going to
kill
sweet?
Them.
No, but you want to lure them in.
I know it attracts them, but I'd be afraid that it would look over. Oh, shut up. Arizona State.
They really did right by you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, have you noticed they're dispersing now?
No, like literally as soon as I put the cotton ball, they're like, sweet. They're obsessed.
But what concerns me is there's a lot of dead ants around the cotton balls. So, I'm worried that they're dying too quick. Did we use too much borax?
No, I think that's good because that'll intimidate their friends. Like if
I don't think so.
Like when they walk up and see the dead valley of bodies, they're like, oh my God,
you're right.
They're going to turn around and go home.
If they're smart ants and if they didn't go to Arizona State, they are going to...
They're going to be like, oh my God,
fuck that, what's happening? Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, fuck that. I'm not going to those cotton balls.
No.
So that's what worries
Everybody
me
turn around.
Is that they're, you know, that they're not going to take the poison back to the nest.
So they're going
to
be like too intuitive.
Why don't you just get like an exterminator?
We did.
To do it.
We did.
I know, but do it again. You have to do it once. Like you have to
we
do
did.
It multiple
we also,
times.
We also don't have them do anything inside the house because of all the animals. So they just spray
And also the 7-year old.
We took them out for like, we took the dogs out for a few hours, called it a day, had them spray the whole damn house because it worked.
Why would I do that when I could do sugar cotton balls?
Sugar cotton balls, borax.
Why sugar?
Ants love sugar. Why would I put sugar?
They like that. You think that attracts them?
F you.
All right, so this is the first time we've ever done this at a live event, but we had a Jeff Lewis merch booth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That Todd Lewis put together. And then what was the nice lady that ran it?
Stacy. She's the one who does the merch website.
Does Todd pay her?
Because
I'm not involved.
Shout out, Stacy.
I'm just worried that Todd's taking advantage of all those people. There were two people working in that booth.
Yeah, Stacy and her husband.
I thought Todd was going to be running the booth.
How'd the merch do? Did you?
Oh, I asked her. Yeah. I said, hey, how'd it go? Because I wasn't really expecting anything. She's like, we did really, really well. And I said, oh, that's great. I said, I know Doug had some C&K merchandise. How did he do? She's like, I don't know. We sold like 3 or 4.
Oh,
Sultry.store.
Well, I think it was the apron, I think. Maybe. I know. What else were they offering?
The apron would actually be a great gift. Like, that's very cute.
What were they offering in the merch booth?
I think for Doug, it was the apron. There were also Chump Miss sweatshirts.
Those were
cute. And
then
there were key rings. There were necklaces. There were gold and silver necklaces that say Chump.
Really?
I see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I liked the gray sweatshirt that had chumps written in cursive.
Like in
I did
that
too.
That was really, really cute. That was actually chic. Where'd you get that? Yeah. She's like, here.
Yeah, we didn't know it was part of the line, and it was really
cool. That is the chicest.
Now, I had one woman walk up to me, and she said, I don't have a keychain, because she just has the one, she had one key. I was like, where's your house key? Like, where's, but she's like, I don't have a keychain, because I just have my one key, but I bought a keychain. I said, thank you. But you know, the ornaments were huge sellers.
Because you signed them, right?
What? Not just me, because I don't think we could have got a lot more money, because I got Shane's signature, I got Megan's signature, I got Doug's signature. So what were they selling for, like 25?
I don't know.
Christmas ornaments for $25.
That's
but we could have sold a lot more of those.
Yeah. Mm.
So we got to wait till next Christmas now. Now let me ask you this. So Hillary, she's one of the owners. She's married to Matt. Hillary said that it was so successful that we could be doing this once a quarter. Do you think you could do it that often, or is it more of like a twice a year thing? What do you think, Jameson?
I think once a quarter is reasonable.
Really? Because you want it to be different every time.
Well, say different things.
Yeah.
Plus,
I feel like
your life changes so much every week to week that there'll always be new material.
There's
new
definitely
going to
be
about.
Enough material, like for sure.
Say different things.
Once That's a refreshing bevy water. Thank you, Joey.
You're of course.
Did Bevy, did they send you a swag bag?
Oh, they sent me a swag bag, but then they denied my actual Bevy machine. So
why?
I don't know. They said the zip code wasn't eligible or something, and they said I didn't have enough employees.
That is true. They can only install in an office, not a residential.
She's like, well, we'll give you some socks and a water bottle. I was like, fuck it. Okay, I'll take it. Like,
so you got a Bevy sock?
I got Bevy socks.
Could
Bevy
we do
hat?
Chump socks?
Yes.
Yeah. I love
like
a
crew sock.
Yes.
That's his chump. That's cute. Like old school.
Oh,
like,
that's cute.
Yeah, that's cute.
Maybe chump. One could say shout out.
And I bet you people would have bought a camp chump shirt if we had those. Those are
cute.
Wait,
such
the
cute
shirts
design.
from that chump was camp, the chump camp were amazing. Those were incredible. I still wear mine.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what happened to
them. They were actually really expensive
how
shirts.
How are you guys
too,
getting like, your Bevy machine then?
Yeah, what's happening?
Oh, I said it was an office.
It is
an office.
It is.
And we actually pay our assistants, unlike Joey.
Wow, looking for an unpaid intern. If anyone...
Is Joey the Ramona of Los Angeles?
No,
the
it's
Sonya.
Like
Sonya.
Sonya literally has 5 assistants. I'm like, why can she find it so easily? I got a lot of like resumes, but the resumes were not. It's just, you'd be surprised.
So if you recently submitted your resume to Joey Zalzik, step it up,
Sorry,
honey.
Step it up. I love a cover letter.
Are you done with your holiday shopping?
Yeah, I haven't even started.
Same.
I haven't started.
I have to buy 14 gifts tomorrow.
I haven't started. I do too. I'm 14. Supposed to go later today, but I don't even know. Brian's parents are here tomorrow.
Should I go to Beverly Center or Century City?
Oh, Beth Center. Empty. Yeah. Empty. That's
the,
a great choice.
Or the Grove.
The Grove is full. It's Christmas at the
There's
Grove.
There's not enough stores at the Grove.
There's not.
There's not.
Empty.
I feel like
I went to
Nordstrom.
Century City yesterday when it was pouring down rain. It was amazing. No one was there. Mm.
But if you're going to like Saks or something, just go to the one on Wilshire. That way it's not as crowded.
I'm going to have to probably do 2 stops. I'm thinking Beverly Center because there's a lot of good stores
there.
You
can have lunch at Saks.
Here's the thing. You can't eat at Beverly Center. They have no food except for the food court upstairs, and it's only like Auntie Anne's.
It's so bad, which we love Auntie Anne's. I love a cinnamon.
I'm trying to pretend like I don't love
it. I love it.
I would
like,
never
all
eat
they
that.
Have is Auntie Anne's.
Leah Black's going to be holding me back.
That's
I love
your appetizer, Auntie Anne's.
Oh my God, the hot dogs. I know it's a hot take. No one like gets the hot dogs at Auntie Anne's, but they're so fucking good.
Are you serious?
Oh my God, a pretzel bun, bitch, with a big old meat hot dog in the middle. There's nothing better. And then you have a side of the little like cinnamon nibbles.
Oh, I don't know about a
That's
cinnamon
why
nibble
you're not
with
pooping,
a hot dog.
Joey.
You guys, just trust me. Sweet, savory. Hello, it's the perfect mix.
What was Joey taking a bunch of fiber this morning?
Oh my God, he was trying to sell us like fiber and sodium and
well, no,
because
it's the salt packets that you guys all loved and asked me about that I put in my water. It makes sure that the water actually absorbs into your body and skin, and now they make them for coffee.
So Shane, did you get all the Bluey toys assembled?
Yeah,
before
house.
You go on the plane. But you're leaving all the stickers for me.
Yeah.
That's the time-consuming part.
I don't like stickers.
Oh, it's so hard.
That's like a real
you can't,
thing.
You got to be sober.
All those Bluey toys.
Yeah, you got to line them up.
I got to do it today.
What do you mean you don't like stickers?
Because you have to pull them off.
There's so
many
stickers.
Even as like a
stickers.
Kid, like they gross me out. I
really?
Stickers.
What? Gross you out?
Ugh.
What?
Oh, like you don't have your quirks.
Well, I know, but that's a
don't
very
judge
gross you out?
You're like the quirkiest really guy there is. So what if he doesn't like stickers?
I've never heard of an aversion to stickers.
Ooh,
that is the first time I've ever heard.
Well, by the way, we've never heard of someone take a picture of themselves in a box either. Back off.
I guess Shane and I are even. Are these like the stickers?
No, it's not even.
Thing is
you're weird.
Completely different.
Are these the stickers that go like on the background of the, yes, like, the house?
Everywhere.
No, but like they're tiny, and the tiny ones gross me out more. But like on the car, like the ones that go on the headlights, and like, it's all.
That is going to take me forever. I'm going to be up till 4 a.m. putting stickers.
You're going to be doing stickers
sober.
4 a.m.
My parents used to be super drunk on Christmas Eve, and when they played Santa, all the stickers were off. And, yeah, I had like a Smurf stroller.
Well, your mother's a sommelier.
Yeah.
But can I ask you, are you going to see Som Susie?
Som Susie's in like Scotland or somewhere.
Oh, shit.
Right now.
God, it's just like my family.
Yeah, I don't.
She does.
We don't. Yeah, it's like. See
I remember.
I see
I'll never forget this as long as I live. I called my dad and his wife a couple years back, and I said, "What are you doing for Thanksgiving?" She's like, "Oh, we didn't tell you we're going to be in Cabo." I'm like, "Yeah, that would have been nice to know."
Yeah.
It'd be nice to know that she was like, "I'll be in Scotland, Monica."
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
She sent me pictures of her wine from the airport lounge before she left.
She's one of the best songs.
She is. She's really fun.
My next trip to Napa, I'm having her plan
the
whole
thing. She'd love to.
Shane is suffering from a disorder called pitakianophobia. An irrational fear of stickers or labels.
He's really trying to drag you. Right
now. No, that's validating me. Like, I didn't know that was a real
thing.
It's a real thing.
But he's trying to make you look
worse than
No, Shane, you're one of us now. Welcome to the box.
Yeah, you're just weeks away from being in a box.
I've gotten a lot better. I used to really like.
Did you have like trauma with stickers or something? Or
no?
Oh,
no.
You just have
is it the fingers like the sticky fingers?
Is it?
Are you afraid of anything, Joey?
Oh, look at the stickers. No, not really.
You said the wind.
The wind.
The wind. I'm scared of lightning. I don't like that. I hate spiders.
Okay, you just said
so
nothing.
I guess there is a few things.
Nope.
Maybe there's a few things.
Lightning, spiders, the wind.
Drunk chumps. I'm just kidding. I love them.
That's sometimes scary.
Shout out Deanna and Mary. I promised them I would do that because
I was worried some
I
of those
them.
Girls weren't going to, you know, because you had to walk up a couple stairs to get that stage.
And those stairs
there's no
weren't
railing.
Well, listen, we did have a few close calls at the end of the stage. Oh, my God. They had to make a barrier with the chairs on the side of
I didn't know that.
On the side of the stage.
So people
they had
wouldn't
to stack,
fall off.
They stacked the chairs so people wouldn't fall off. The security was like, just let me know if anyone gets close to fall. And it was, we had to really kind of barricade them, so
I had no idea that was happening.
Yeah.
Because I was at the beginning of the stage. So they made it up. So they made it up the stairs, okay, but going down the stairs was probably no one threw up this
Nobody.
Live event. Because we in
I'm
Fresno
surprised.
We had some, weak stomachs.
Yeah. Did anyone check the doors of the bathrooms? Were they still on the hinges?
We went in the ladies' bathroom.
We went.
Oh,
so
we
clean.
Did go in the ladies' bathroom before. We all cross-streamed.
Yes, and that was the bathroom we had to remove the door when Krista passed out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good times.
Scott Anderson had to take the door off to get Krista
Scott.
Out.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He manhandled that door.
And then I remember we're driving home and she was in the back seat with me. And then I had a brand new car and she threw up all over the side of the outside of the car.
Oh.
And it just puke all over the 101 going north.
So hot.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
But at least it wasn't inside the
was
car.
It was it outside the window? Like,
that's a good
behind
one.
On the
all
car?
All the way along the side of the car.
Oh, shit. I'm surprised no one reported you. People were like having their windshield
and
wipers
on the freeway
off.
Is
or what?
So
like littering?
Dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
remember
that wasn't
that
good.
Movie Insidious where like the girl's head gets decapitated?
Hereditary.
Or Hereditary. I puked out of my Uber once on the 101. And then when I was sober the next day, I was like, I could have been decapitated.
Now, you are going to have a second annual karaoke party coming up in February.
Yes, get ready.
Are you going to do a save the date for the chumps?
Yes, I'm going to do a save the date. You can bring your chump spouses. Yeah, it'll be fun.
I have a plus one now.
And now that you've announced that, you're going to start getting DMs from Annette, Sarah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Who else?
It's only
Kath.
Kath. Oh, Kath will send many DMs.
No, no.
Monica,
just,
you got to get that date out.
Just,
that's around the corner.
Well,
why? Are you planning February?
It books up, and I'll tell you, Frank loves
karaoke. Because Frank
karaoke.
Is busy or something. Frank is like, I actually have plans all
schedule.
February. We have to go around
Frank's
schedule.
Before. Saturday before.
You know why this is happening?
Why?
Because Frank will say that he's committed. So Jameson wants to give him a 2-month notice.
Right.
And remember I told you, 2 months?
We're both full calendar people, so we book out a month.
I have to make a wreath.
Nerd.
I have a class.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm busy.
I do.
Pink Pineapples has another class or something.
I hope. She's okay. Great. She's made a big life, like human, big size bow to put on her house.
I thought you were going
to
say a big lifestyle.
Yeah, a life size bow?
Don't pineapples represent the lifestyle?
They do. Upside down pineapples.
Oh, she's right side up.
You're a swinger.
Oh, she is upside down pineapples.
Now, for those of you that are a little lonely, there is an app right now. It's called the erotic app. It's called Bloom, where you can sext with a hot Santa or his naughty elf. Ooh. Yep. You can share flirty messages and voice notes. It is only $7.99 a month. Sexy Santa has proven to be very popular on the app. These are festive deviants in my mind, but I think it's...
Does Santa send back dick pics?
Like, oh, Monica's so excited. She's like sweating. Look at her. Like, she's so ready.
What do you get for $7.99?
They've
like,
included
how far can you
just
take
some
it?
Of the things that Santa says.
Okay.
So, hey, baby, Santa has a special gift for you this year. Guess what it is? And then I guess that would be your line, Monica.
Oh, what is
the white?
I think I have an idea. Tell me more. Oh, and then it's a voice memo.
Oh, and then
memo.
It's a voice memo.
Santa sent a voice note. It's too dirty to put in writing.
Ooh.
I think I have an idea. tell me more.
So here's another
I'm
one.
I'm kind of into this. I kind of have a fetish for Santas, though, but that's
Ew.
Just like...
I think people do.
I do. I like I
hot Santas?
There's like a really hot like porn I watched one time with like a hot Santa, and he was so sexy with like a huge dick, and I was just like, sorry, guys. And like I just have had a fetish ever since. So
okay,
maybe I'm going to...
I'm weird.
Yeah.
I'm weird? Okay. All right. Like
$7.99 on the Bloom app.
I gotta
Here's
grab
another
the paper
one.
And go.
Have you been naughty or nice this year, baby? Tell me.
I've been a little naughty, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
What will you do about that?
And then another voice note. Ooh, I gotta do this. I've been a little naughty, Santa.
Oh, and here's another one. Santa can keep you warm in more ways than one. Oh, here's another one. Santa's sack is filled with all kinds of naughty surprises.
Not Santa's sack.
Just $7.99 a month on the erotic
sack.
App Bloom.
If you leave him some cookie.
It's
a great way to celebrate the season.
I got your milk and cookies, bitch.
But remember, it's not just Santa. You can also interact with his naughty elves.
And what about the Easter Bunny for Easter and all of those? Do we have naughty
I think the
naughty
Bloom app is an array of everything.
Now, you know who's dressed as an elf on the shelf today?
Paul.
Yeah. Can we put that picture up? The picture of his outfit.
Yeah,
he literally looks like an elf.
Yeah, he does.
And you said elf on the shelf.
He's elf on the shelf.
Yeah. Didn't you wear that same outfit last night?
I think so. They were both wearing the same outfit last night.
Did they even go home?
No.
They went to Adrian's party after.
Oh.
They've just been going.
Right. Thank you for my crystals, Paul.
And they brought little Snow White 90210.
She was nice to me last night.
No.
I think she was medicated or something, but I was like petting her. And she
I went to hug him and she lunged for my arm.
Oh my goodness.
She growled at me this morning.
Oh, okay. She's
back.
She's back.
She was out past her bedtime last night.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the Sirius XM app. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Yeah, the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.